called Rina. Ata al tispalo ba'adam azeh. Kadosh Baruch tells Yirmiyahu, al tisa ba'adam Rina utfila. Where does Rina come into the picture? So here we have a Gemara in Bracha. So Adam yisader Adam shvachal shal Kadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yispalo. Rina relates to shevach, and this is something that has to precede the bakasha. What is the source of the Gemara? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah understands that the source of the Gemara is the, I guess you'd call it a halacha Moshe Misinai, of the nature of Tefillah. Mitzvos aseh l'ispalo b'chol yom. And the Rambam asks, Ela chiyuv hamitzvah kachu, she yehei adam mitchanenu mitpalel b'chol yom. How? Magid shvachol shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, achar kach shu'el tzrechav, shu tzorach lem bevakar shebitchina, achar kach noten shevach v'hudaya l'ashem al hatova shishpia, kol echad l'fi kocho. Namely, they were dealing over here with a doraisa, that bakasha, or bitzur, or tzaaka, or shava, or na'aka, all of these lashanos of bakasha spoken about, on a daily basis, in the course of a normal tefillah, have to be preceded by Rina. And the question is, why should this be a ma'akev midoraisa? The Gemara, the Medrash seems to deal with it as manners. Yachol yehei adam tovei atzrachav v'yotzelo, kvar pirei shlomo lishmo al harina ve'el ha'tfila. That as man, you know, is in a form of etiquette. Etiquette is first to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mishbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then ask him, you know, walk over to your father and you say, Dad, I need money, right? Well, maybe you would say that, but you wouldn't walk over and say, I need money, right? You know, you'd say, Dad, I need money. You know, first you'd recognize that you're saying, you're my father, right? We have this relationship where I'm dependent upon you, and therefore, give me money. So you walk over to a person and say, where's the money? Like, I need money. In other words, that would be a lack of etiquette. Your father say, don't you say hello, don't you recognize my being, don't you say how are you? Hello, how are you? I need money. You know, it's just something. So that's what appears in the Medrash. However, again from the Rambam it appears that it's a ma'akev. It's not just a question over here of manners, but rather it's built in to tefillah. That tefillah has to be preceded by Shevach, by Rina, and why is that? Rav Pinkus wants to say that this is a definition of avoda, that tefillah is a form of avoda. Avadatem et Hashem Elokeichem. It's avoda shebelev zohi tefillah, and this avoda, in order to turn tefillah into avoda, it requires the shevach. Why should that be? What are we referring to over here? There was a story I wanted to tell. That's a good story. Okay. So I want to tell you, it slipped my mind, and I just for some remembered it. Once Rav Weinberg of Eish HaTorah fame came to give a shmooze here in the yeshiva, and he spoke about the fact that a young man walked into his office and stood by the doorway. He says, can I help you? He says, no, I just wanted to let you know that I don't need you, that my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is like that. You know, it's me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we get along very, very well. We're best of friends, so there's really no need for me to learn about anything dealing with my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Weinberg said, would you like to tell me about your relationship with God? He says, sure. Why do I think Kadosh Baruch Hu and I like that? I like to go biking, mountain biking, and I was coming down on a mountain bike on a steep hill, and all of a sudden, and the road narrowed, and then I saw this huge truck coming towards me, taking the entire road. And I had no alternative but either to crash into the truck or go off the cliff. And I went off the cliff, and I'm in the air and going down on my bike. And then this tree just grabbed us. We just fell onto this tree. And nothing was hurt, nothing, neither me nor the bicycle. So you see, God and I were like this, so I don't really need your yeshiva. So Rabbi Weinberg turned to him and said, and who do you think sent the truck? Right. And anyway, so the fellow enrolled in the yeshiva. But the, in other words, that's over here what the shevach is, namely that people can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particularly nowadays, like he's their friend, right? That they learned from Shlomo Carlebach that God is friendly, God is user friendly, and that he's this loving granddaddy, and he wants to give you everything. And you can ask about kasha in that respect, but that's not avoda, because you don't accept God as God. You don't accept God in awe of his awe and infinite nature. The shevach is to be able to daven to God, in other words, to turn tefillah into an avoda. Let's take, for example, we have two types of avoda. We have korbanos and we have tefillah. Korban isn't something you bring a friend. I mean, you picture someone has a birthday, you know, and you knock on his door, surprise, right here, I'm being shochet this chicken for you. This is not something that one does for a friend. A korban is brought to a god. You're dealing with a ritual which only makes sense in the context of God. Of course, if you view your friend as God, right, that's something else. Right, that's avodah zarah. But most people view friends as friends and God as God. And so in order to, what does the korban represent? The korban represents a concept of mesiras nefesh, that this animal is symbolically me. And I am most of myself totally, via this korban, I am symbolically showing that I belong to God, that I am totally mitbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the way that I show my tremendous ahava and yirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing a korban. Hu adin, tefillah can be turned into an avoda. What turns tefillah into an avoda is the shevach. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora. That's what turns ato chonin l'adam das, chaninu mi'itcha, from a bakasha into an avoda. This now becomes a korban. This now becomes a form of hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just a means of getting bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exclusive means of getting bracha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exclusive Elohim. It turns a bakasha into a form of avoda. So that's, you know, that's the context over here of Rina, that as opposed to viewing Rina as a song, what Rina over here in the first step, see Rina is a song, Rina in the future, in the first step of Rina, it is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will serve as a preface, a necessary preface, a tnai, which is ma'akev v'dievet, to taking tefillah and making it avoda. So therefore, since the source of tefillah in the Torah is mitzvos aseh l'espalo b'chom shenemar v'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem mipi Hashem olamdu avoda zoi tefillah, so you can't just have bakasha. You have to turn the bakasha into an avoda. That's done by the process of Magid Shvachol Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu V'achar Kach Shalol Tzracha. Okay, we'll continue from here. We'll be another next year. Okay? On Tzom Gedalia would have a Mincha Gedola, and there'll probably be a shmooze here in the Beis Medrash that went on Torah Shagar Rebbein before Mincha Gedola. So we'll be another on Yom Shlishi, on Tuesday before Mincha, we'll continue.